Welcome to the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of our daily fintech podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Klarna Cosma. Klarna Cosma is giving you essential open banking connectivity, not to one or two, but 15,000 banks across 27 countries, providing the base for you to build new payment services and better user experiences your customers will love. Visit cosma.com today and give your ambitions superpowers. The news highlight of the day is Revolut is adding a crypto spending feature. The service will be available starting on November 1st, and for a limited time, customers will also be able to earn a 1% cashback on all their crypto balance spent, according to a company notice. Breaking news! Visa reported better than expected quarterly earnings on Tuesday as more Americans took advantage of a stronger dollar to fly to international destinations and splurge on shopping and entertainment. OCC sets up a fintech office. The U.S. regulator, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, is setting up a financial technology unit to help it keep up with a rapidly changing banking landscape. Fintech innovation. Liquid Mercury launches Liquid Mercury Plus. The tech will offer delivery of crypto trading to retail traders and investors in all 50 U.S. states and over 60 countries worldwide. Chipper Cash launched a new credit card product. Funded through the Chipper Digital Wallet, customers can use the Chipper card to make international transactions that require a card payment. Banking innovation. Marqeta has rolled out Marqeta for Banking, a new banking-as-a-service platform for customers. The platform boasts over 3,000 APIs and a number of banking-related products. Blockchain. Mercury expands its crypto asset offering. They've integrated Fireblox, an award-winning provider of enterprise-grade digital asset custody, transfer, and settlement technology. Done deal. Llama AI scores $9 million in seed funding. Wise grabs £300 million in a syndicate debt facility. Onward raised $9.7 million, and Matilda raises $10 million US dollars. It will use the capital to grow its service. The fintech collective praised Matilda for its team and its potential to expand throughout the rest of LATAM. That's all the news for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for another daily fintech podcast.
Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you tomorrow for another episode of the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.